Good morning, and yeah, it's still morning. Good morning, and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. This is not me being serious, as long as it's Sunday and it's 11 to 1. This is me being sarcastic, all the way, like, literally, that's what the show is about. Like, it's about just, you know, talking about more sarcasm than serious things. So if you take any of it seriously and end up with a heart attack, that's on your lack of sense of humor. Not my fault, or Eagle FM, or even your radio, or app, whatever it is that you're using. That's on you. So, you know, take responsibility every now and then. And it has been well established by a lot of historical evidence that human beings and accountability were not very good at accepting accountability. We are not very good with accountability. Like, when it comes to finding excuses to justify our stupidity, we're very good at that. Accepting that we screwed up and we will never, you know, it will never happen again. And it's especially accepting that, you know what? I was wrong. Eish! Especially there by the other gender. I did not specify which one. So whichever comes, I know it's not us. I also didn't specify which one. Man, I love the 21st century. Someone had too much crack and said, there are a million genders out there. I'm like, really? A million? One species? Okay. I'm going to leave you to it. There are arguments that I'm not going to get into because I don't have, you know, I'll only get into if I have a beer. If I'm sober, I'll just agree with you and then life goes on. The arguments that I can't get into unless I have beer. The arguments that I will avoid like it's my full-time job if I'm sober. And I have a lot of things to do. But anyway, today's discussion is somewhat into the direction of psychology. But before I basically dive into that, just a few things to point out. I'm not an expert at psychology, political, all the advice I give from, I give, let me just say, all the advice I give on a relationship, or Mujolo, as it's been known today amongst the, especially Gen Zs, financial advice, political advice, and all that, it's just meant as sarcasm. Take it as that. If you base your whole, important life decision making on that, and it punches you in the face big time, don't blame me. But if it rewards you positively, please make sure I'm included in your credit. You're welcome. So, moving on. So I'm just, chilling for those of you that did not see my poster, right? So I'm just online minding my own business because going out is not my thing. Like, I've tried going out from as early as high school. It's not for me. Believe me, I have tried. Like 5 times. That's also how much I was quick to realize that, groove and all that life is just not mine. When I'm told to go and play with your friends by back then my mom, now my girlfriend, I just go straight online and then play with my Nigerian friends. And Ghanaian and South African, and those guys can curse a lot. But anyway, that's what go outside and play with your friends for me. Because virtually we are outside. Physically we are indoors. But, well, that's why technology now comes in. So, I'm just online minding my own business and just doing just a bunch of random stuff because, well, it's, that's last week before the weekend. That was weekdays, not last week. Weekdays this week, depending on which calendar you're using. If you're using Gregorian or Julian, one starts on Monday, one starts on Sunday. Let's just say this week or last week now. Anyway, I'm just minding my own business online and then, in my inbox come a very, very, very lengthy email explaining, how someone is stuck in a war zone somewhere and they have a lot of money that was left to them by their very, 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 very rich and influential
uncle. Now, we're talking about a Nigerian princess here. And she's really hot. I know what you're going to say. All her pictures have a white background and it's just a very smoking hot. Hot pictures, most likely just someone that I don't stand a chance running, you know, if I ran into them, in real life. And as for their number, chances are very high. They are going to punch me in the face. Like they're that hot. Well, guess what? Miracles happen. It is out on the internet. I stand a chance. And I stand a chance that's so good. I didn't have to reach out to them. Actually, they reached out to me. That's how hot I am on the internet. I know what most of you just look at me and go like, you see a very, you know, short and slim, sarcastic Kavango guy. But on the internet, I'm tall, dark, and handsome. And did I mention loaded? So this, my Nigerian princess, goes something like, and I'm paraphrasing him. That, well, you know what? What's going on here is that I'm stuck in this whole, chaos going on in this whole, world. You know, I'm not sure if you've heard America is about to invade us, see, because of this whole, religious division. But now I can't wait to get out of this country. The only thing I need is a safe country to go to and a kind, loving heart. And, well, she has a point. A safe country. I'm Namibian. Safe country, check. Kind, loving heart, check. At this point, I'm checking every box that she has. Most likely gonna be shocked on the tall, dark, and handsome, but well, no. Look, I have a bunch of pictures on my Facebook. So, and these are pictures of me. And she's like, I just noticed that notice from reading a Facebook page. That's having a little too much faith in mankind. She has about 4.something million in US dollars stuck in some different bank accounts all across the world. Now, all she just need is about 15 to 20K from me. Now, that money is, she's going to then use it to leave the country and then go to either, you know, Switzerland, Belgium, because the money is stuck in mostly those countries. And then once we have access to to that money, she's going to fly to Namibia and we'll get married and live happily ever after. So, you better be nice to me now. I'm about to get very, very, very 40.1 million US dollars, to be exact. 40.1. million US dollars. So, for those of you that are being rude to me now, you better change your mind, and be nice to me. Because once my Nigerian princess arrive, and we cash that check, and I begin to afford those, Range Rovers with a custom license plate, oil one. I'm not saying, my friendship door is going to be closed. So, if you want to be nice to me, be nice to me now. If you want to give me stuff and be my friend, be my friend now. Because once my Nigerian princess arrive, it's over for all of you. You people will not drink me water, but in the Bukushu. Get yourself a Kavango friend. I'm not going to explain that. Now, our introduction, she's, obviously once she's going through all this, You can suspect that my potential future wife here, a very rich one. Did I mention she's rich? A very rich one. Now, just trying to get her future, to get to know her future, Namibian husband. Now, and she's like, I understand you're from Namibia. Which part of Namibia? I'm like, I'm from Osakos. But look, I froze. Then the first thing that came in my head was Osakos. So. That's where I decided, once she arrives and we are loaded and we may even decide to become, investors that the government has been looking for. Because I used your name, Osakos, when my wife arrives, who is very rich. Again, did I mention she's rich? Very rich. We're going to buy a lot of properties in Osakos and basically, help develop the place there because, your name was, was used. Now, she asked me, someone from Osakos will have to explain to me what Osakos means because I may have lied to my future wife on that one. Ouch. When she asked me what Usakos means, I said, Usakos is this place that is a very affluent neighborhood. Oh boy, I forgot this is the internet, so right now she's Googling the heck out of Usakos. May have ruined my chances of, marrying a rich Nigerian princess on this one. Now, here's the thing. Don't ask where the parents are. The parents were just caught in a crossfire of this whole chaos of war and, something terrible happened to, to them. She's not really comfortable talking about it. And actually, started sending me crying crying emojis. Now I had to comfort. It turns out I'm also very good at comforting. Now, how did I explain what Usakos means? Well, I said Usakosi is an Afrikaans name. Hence the word kos at the end, because kos is Afrikaans is an Afrikaans word for food. So that Usa is actually a local mispronunciation of USA. A lot of food brands, American food brands, are found in Usakos, like McDonald's and KFC. That's why, Usakos is a combination of two words. USA, the abbreviation for United States of America, and Kos, the Afrikaans word for food. Now, when you combine them, you have Usakos. And she was like, okay, actually, that's very nice. I'm like, here in Namibia, we are very smart. Now, for those of you that are traveling to Nigeria, don't play dumb, because I already put us on the map on being geniuses on how we combined the Afrikaans word for food, Kos, and the abbreviation USA, to make Usakos. You think she's going to find out? Now, that's the question I kept asking myself, because, well, there's one thing I know. Chances are very high my Nigerian princess is sitting somewhere in Windhoek in Klerenkuppe on a laptop. I'm aware of that. I'm aware of what I'm getting into. But I tried video calling. It's like, no, she's not in position to do that. But then, then I reminded myself, who cares? You don't have to see. Her love is blind after all, especially when there's $40.1 million involved. I mean, love is blind at that point. Actually, love is not blind at that point. Love doesn't have eyes at that point. Never had eyes with that amount of money. So, my fellow Usakosians, if I misinterpreted the meaning of that town's name, I would have just Googled that. Look, I had to, seriously, I could have just Googled that. Oh, man. Un momento, s'il vous plaît. Yeah. Yeah, no. We're not going full reggae, don't worry. Let's go a little bit, old school. Yeah.
welcome back. We continue after that extended high school, not high school, old school music break. Well, it turns out it is very fast.
I'm just simply looking up what Usakos means, and then boom, there goes my Mind the Gap poster. And I'm so proud of me. And then also Eagle FM, but mostly just me. Well, it turns out, according to my guide, Namibia, a glimpse into Usakos history. Usakos has its roots in the early 1900s and developed as a railway town. Of course. Because the colonial guys, the colonial guys were more interested in, you know, in taking the raw material than processing it. The town's name is derived from a Nama language meaning place of little waters. See, I just laid the foundation of my relationship on lies. I don't think she's gonna give me a lot of money, but I'm sure it's going to be just, 50-50, or, and also, because I'm a man, she's going to give me more of her money. There's a fuming feminist out there. What is it with this gender? It's a comedy show. Jeez, give yourself a break. That's why you're single. And also, every night, your bedroom sounds like a barber shop. That's uncalled for. But that's if you don't have a sense of humor, then you deserve that. But if you have a sense of humor, then yippee! Let's just, laugh together. Laugh together. So, from now henceforth, let it be known that Usakos means my definition of Usakos, not that one. Okay, moving on. Let me wrap up my internet love life. For those of you that are being mean to me, I just want to give you a very gentle reminder that I'm about to be very loaded. After I send all my life saving to my Nigerian princess and she uses it to access her millions of dollars. And then she comes to Namibia. I've already picked a wedding place, a wedding place, coastal areas, a place where we are buying our house because one of the properties is, of course, going to be Usakos, a formal apology, and also a few donations here and there, and... But I'm still not quitting my job because, well, there's this phrase that say, there's this phrase, a Thimbukushu phrase that goes, that means, don't prepare a baby carriage without seeing a baby. It's much catchier in Thimbukushu. That's why I don't like translation. So the translation sucks the fun out of sucks the fun out of the sentence. If you want to get the gist of the real meaning behind a lot of phrases coming out of a specific language, learn that language. Believe me, you will discover that the translations were not doing those phrases or those sentences or those literary works any justice. Translation sucks. So, let's now transition from why that is actually a dumb idea of falling for someone that you just met via Facebook and you have never met them and they are making promises too good to be true, like $40.1 million gooder. That's a real word, right? Gooder than most good. Almost better. Why can't it just be gooder and better? English knows how to waste people's time. That would be too good to be true. Like, way too good to be true. I brought that up because, we are in November. No, we are basically mid-November. November has 30 days, so we are a day, a couple of hours over mid-November. So this is the time when everyone gets busy, including scammers. So fasten your seatbelt and don't be a yes machine. And also, I would actually recommend changing your passwords and pins here and there. Like, just don't, look, if you change your pin and you forget it, you can call the bank and get it fixed. But if you just use 1234 every now and then because you are scared of forgetting it, okay, you can forget it and then punch in a few wrong ones and then it's blocked. You go to the bank and tell them I forgot. And it was, please unblock it. Bottom line is, if you forget and it's blocked, you can go to the bank. And they, I mean, they'll quickly sort it out. But if you just keep using 1234 or four zeros because you are scared of forgetting, and then a bunch of scammers put their hands on that and, all the money is gone. There's nothing a bank can do with that, you know, when you're in that situation. There's, actually, it's one of those unfortunate situations, circumstances, or more like situation, is that there is almost like 99.9999% almost nothing the police, the bank, or you can do. Nothing. Except, well, get drunk. Also, getting drunk requires money. So if all your money is gone, there's literally nothing you can do. Unless you have homies that will help you get drunk. But sorrow can swim, so you'll get drunk today, tomorrow that swim, you know, that sorrow is there staring at you like, so, where were we? Oh yeah, you lost all your money. The world we live in is a dangerous one. So, be careful. Just how dangerous is this world? Oh, I have an Italian example for you. Not an Italian that the event took place in, you know, in Italy. No, the event took place in Bosnia in the 90s. But we're going to wrap up with that one. That's going to be our conclusion. So for now, let's just look, you know, let's continue looking local, aka, you know, on the strike or not strike of magistrates and why you should be a good boy and girl. And good day, whatever, you know, a good penguin, just be good with the authorities. Because, well, justice is not justicing. I'm told it's beginning to slowly justice, but, the festive season is here. Justice doesn't do very well. Because, first of all, both the police judge, the magistrate, and everyone will just toss you in a holding cell and are like, oh, right, where were we? Christmas, yeah. And now you stay there because, first of all, we didn't make you do all that damn things that you did for you to end up in that holding cell. So just chill in there. Well, see you in March. So, bye. Just a quick reminder from the Zambezi region.
Every day I met you to be where you are. Yeah, without you, kwasha kondia. When this open dia raso ndi bona. Nari pika elabu, nakuri cheshera eke nyu. Kakinji gemu, nari retera mwivenyu. Vanango ngamuri kete, the way we live is so dangerous. Vanango ngamuri kete, the way we live is so dangerous.
So dangerous. Now, on some WhatsApp group, and someone is writing some nonsense like Yelemut. I thought that was my name in Afrikaans. Kept saying, Yelemut. I thought, see, I'm famous. Till I was told that, it doesn't mean helmet. So disappointing. No sense. So let's talk about why you should behave this festive season. Actually, you should behave in all like all the time. But it's my job as a comedian to remind you every now and then to behave during the festive season. And there are several reasons for that. And those are the reasons that we're gonna share. Since the 5th of this month, if my memory serves me correctly, magistrates have been doing something that have been called a strike, but they have not classified it themselves as a strike because, we are talking about, some of Namibia's best legal minds here. So it's literally their line of work. They can play around with the words to tell you, well, technically we are not. The Minister of Justice is not loving it. Let me just confirm whether that is Minister of Justice, Minister of Labor Relations. Oh, yeah, Justice, yeah. You see, Minister of Justice was not loving it. The Minister of Justice, now, this is from the 14th, today is the 16th. The Minister of Justice and Labor Relations, Wise Emmanuel, has decided not to continue with an urgent court application in an attempt to stop the work stoppage or slow strike by magistrates. Okay, now, my favorite part of this is that, the Minister was not loving it, and trying to follow legal channels to tell them to go back and basically pick up the shovels, or in their case, pick up their pens and pencils and pieces of papers and staplers to get back to work. And they're like, please don't strike, because this strike is not legal. And they're like, we're not striking. Well, we are just adhering strictly to our work schedules as enshrined in our contracts, that we start from this hour to this hour. Beyond that hour, we are not going to go beyond the hours that are, that are in our job contracts. And that means if you are planning on getting married, and you haven't gone to the court yet, don't worry. I'm told the system has been restored, if it's not in the process of being restored. That's the short version. The long version, that's where now you have your stroll here. The Minister of Justice and Labor Relations, Wise Emmanuel. That's a nice name. That's a, is, you know, it's given knowledge catty vibe type of, you know, type of names. This basically shows you that, Kati has knowledge. I'm so glad knowledge Kati is loaded, because if he was broke, everyone would be like, okay, but at least I know my first question would be, your name is knowledge Kati and you're broke. Like, what type of knowledge do you have what type of knowledge do you have? Because you're broke now. Homeboy is very lucky he's loaded. Actually, well, that make more sense that he's loaded, because if he was broke, it's like one of those memes that I came across online a couple of weeks ago. Actually, that was last month. Yeah. Not last month, last year. You can't be Solomon and have one wife. Come on. You are misusing that name. You must have 700 of them. Actually, start with being loaded, because homeboy was loaded. And he was also wise in anything else except the relationships. He was dumb in that department, because he ended up, you know, marrying 700 wives and 33 concubines. That's a biblical way of saying Kamboroto. You know, names change, you know, titles change with time and language. Back then they were called concubines. Yeah. And someone halfway through, somewhere in the northern regions of Namibia, went like, nah, we're not gonna do that. Let's just call them fat cakes. Ah, still too English. Right. Maskono, too Zambezian. Fat cook, nah, too Afrikaansy. Let's keep thinking. Kamboroto, now we're talking. Now we're talking. So, Wise Emmanuel. It's a nice name. Now, this is after the Magistrates and Judge Association of Namibia, President Victor Nyanzo denied a sworn statement filed at Windhoek High Court on Friday that magistrates are striking. As a result of Emmanuel's, of the Justice Minister's decision not to continue with the urgent application, Acting Judge Reinhold, a very difficult German name that ends with Mayor, on Friday, removed the application from the court. Now, here's the thing. You have magistrates protesting, and you filing an application that goes to their homies. Like, really? Here's the thing. These are magistrates that were allegedly on a strike, because, well, they, according to them, they were not on a strike, as far as I gather this information. And the minister was like, no, I'm filing an application that, you know, that's going to, and submitting it to the High Court. Right. So that you guys can stop this whole strike thing. And, you can imagine one magistrate called the High Court, was like, your boss. Remember that time when we were in college? That was fun. And by the way, did you hear that this whole minister guy is applying this whole application from accusing us of, you know, of being on a strike? You can imagine the judge went like, "Aya, but you are on a strike." Well, the magistrate was like, "Well, you and I know better. Technically speaking, we are so not." And this was a very rare strike. Or may not have been a strike. It's one of those strike that, assumed innocent until proven as a strike. Jeez, okay. Now, the minister was asking the court to declare a work stoppage. I've never heard this word being used to describe any strike. Except this one, which again, may I point out, may or may not have been a strike, because I'm told it's slow, it has come to an end, or slowly coming to an end. I swear these things. Now, anyway, the minister was, the minister was asking the court to declare a work stoppage or go slow strike by magistrates, that started, on the 5th of November, as invalid and unlawful. So, you have magistrates that are taking advantage of their legal know-how to
slow down their progress. The Minister of Justice understood to be a strike. And then the good minister files some bunch of documents to the High Court, to basically declare the what may or may not be a strike illegal and unlawful. And the court is like, the High Court is like, well, no. He was also asking the court, the High Court, the Minister of Justice, was also asking the court to restrain the association that is, the Magistrate and Judges Association. May I point out the Magistrate and Judges Association? Magistrates and Judges Association. Now, the minister was asking the court to declare a work stoppage or ghost law strike by magistrates that started on the 5th of November as invalid and unlawful. You do realize you are talking to the guys that are, they don't make the laws. No, they practice the laws. They make some of it if you look at it from a judicial precedence type of perspective. But, they basically, they know their way around these things. So, the minister, was asking the court to restrain the association and its members, members in this case of the association being the judges and magistrates, because it's the Magistrates and Judges Association. Seriously? Oh, it gets even more beautiful. Now, he was asking the court to restrain the association and its members from continuing their work stoppage and to order the magistrates to return to work and fully resume their judicial duties. AKA, when you get into trouble, they now have to attend to you. So, in other words, if I were you, I would really be a law-abiding citizen. Because, well, things are not going well there by justice. Saving justice in Namibia. In a sworn statement filed at the court, the minister claimed members of the association were carrying out a quote-unquote illegal partial stoppage and slash or strike of work. Jesus! That's a lot of technical jargon, but they have to include it in there because, well, one thing we have learned from all the hearing we have witnessed from Fish Road to Red Line to Oil Road is that in the legal world, technicalities are everything. So, in a sworn statement, please start over again. In a sworn statement filed at the court, Emmanuel claimed members of the association were carrying out, and members of the association, specifically magistrates, were carrying out an illegal partial stoppage and slash or strike of work. Jesus. Now, which he said, the Jesus part was just my addition, which he said was a breach of the code of conduct for magistrates as it harmed the discipline and efficiency of administrative of justice. That's Article 18, if I'm not mistaken, of the Namibian Constitution. Article 18. Yeah. It must be Article 18 of the Namibian Constitution, the proper administration of justice. You're like one of those things, you must be charged within 48 hours, or they must, unless under specific circumstances, that's when that 48 hours time frame can be pushed in terms of charging someone, or you must basically let them go, blah, 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 all those things. Now, if the magistrates are on a strike, well, you're sitting there for more than 48 hours without being charged, and who is going to be held accountable for it? Nice. Now, in an answering affidavit, that's a sworn statement, filed to court on Friday morning, Nyanzo, the representative of the association now, denied that magistrates were engaged on a strike or that the magistrates had proven that the judicial work in the country's lower courts has come to a standstill since the 5th of November. That's the part where I was saying that this is one of those very interesting strike that everyone I have never heard. I've heard of a lot of strikes in this country. I've never heard of of people being told that they were on a strike and they were like, "No, we're not." Well, we're just practicing what is known as a slow work stoppage. That's a thing. I had no idea. It turns out if you know your thing, you can find some legal go around. Commercial break.
Ritavazende kize imba izwezi pili loyekelize mikwaye nguyencha kukona kunolofaza kwankufisa hamochwalo ni mata amskavona kale kana mitukselize kubona msevelezo wa imba ye mufumane lisevelezo zezwezi pili ze ka kulifafela mashilling ali kana $36 million kakweli kapa kamikwaye kutesa fasi ye tatama 5% machipisa hamngo tsari kwelize talu 10% machipisa hamngo tsari kwelize silela 25% machipisa hamngo tsari kwelize lishumi peli muketeri kwelize zo muvata kuri mukone kukala kuikola zendezewo imba imiswalezi famachipisa imba tokubukanili fasi kaufela mwipe kwalisevelezo za imba kachenu kuri mukone kuikola zende kaufela
lipuranengene wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondudu toingida ashike kapeno nweku tete ofoye ekukulile.
Wrong song. I was looking for better. Niri. Oh yeah, found it. Niri. Rather be alone. Oh no. Okay. Please, your maps, take it away. This is a Jerry Fingers production. Mori?
Yes, Helmut.
Yebo.
Ukhande zimeliele morogeni morogeni.
Unless it's a hot is of an windu the weather say baya leker.
Baya leker. Lumuni ngari ni the on sal net club.
Yeah, on sal net What is Net doing there, by the way?
Bobo?
On Salnet, please.
You don't begin with important topics.
Uh-huh.
I know something where to start, oh.
Uh-huh.
I know something where to begin.
Fanda is Naviek. Alice De Place. J-Watt.
How did you escape Africans in Kavango? Because if you were to say you are from Zambezi, I could understand. Oh, you say you're in Zimbabwe, I mean, Botswana.
That's why, you know, just Africans, just when any university, no. University of Pillow is not helping in that department.
But we did well because they have introduced the martial arts in your, at the early age.
No, I forgot all those tricks. I'm only left with running.
Ah, you can never forget those things, my friend. When the situation demands that one, you will not even know how they will do.
Muscle memory.
Before you do some tactics before you run and then you escape.
But running away and leaving the madam with your martial arts qualification is something else. How do you explain that when you get home?
But it's good for those small bodies, yeah? Because many a times, you will come like a ninja. You think, before you know what is happening, all the torsos are out.
Yeah.
and the person is not even going to produce again when he got married.
All the generations are gone.
So, now, this magistrate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I understand, because people are getting married. People were asking me, you guys now, this thing and what. And somebody was actually to go for marriage.
Yeah.
In the city, one of the cities. And then what happened is that maybe it's just good that to you, there are some pastors who are also empowered to ceremonize those things, you know. But if the magistrate is not there.
Because there are a lot of court documents are a very important part of it.
I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah.
Because people are now showing themselves, they are doing these things, they are getting married, disputes, and all this.
And you already have already picked a date. You want to get a lot of things, you know, organizational wise.
Now that the minister, because I was reading the correspondence with the minister, where they are saying illegal and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the pain, but those who are providing this pro bono, they are also. I mean, they are very actually few anyway.
They must be very few.
They must be very few. But now the minister, because I remember the minister at one point in those days of the school, they were also fighting. There were a lot of issues that they were fighting with the university and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though for them, they came during the time when the political awakening was also taking place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Ampanda, the Dr. Ampanda, the wise, all these things. You know, remember that was now the time when we were getting into new dispensation, political dispensation, and where people now, you know, this political party is coming and this other one. That's why I used to call this the Dr. Ampanda. Kurumenu Okuju. Do you know what it means?
I have no idea.
Asking this David to explain to you. It's just the same the way you are saying, you know, Kavango, Kwangali or whatever. It's the same.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult to be a man, my friend, sometimes.
Because
there are all the expectations and things like that, even if it's the marriage and all these other things.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel pity for the. For the situation of the magistrate.
Yeah.
Because a lot of things have gone wrong already. Whether there are technical things and all these things. Because I was also listening to Metcalf, Council Metcalf.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you call them advocates, whatever. I don't know. So, and there seem to be some documents. Even if maybe it's just that maybe the magistrate maybe they're in a hurry enough, instead of scrolling all those things, and how those the agreement or whatever can be implemented. So did they act too quick, or what is it, or is it just really illegal, like the minister is saying? Maybe due to technical issues.
Yeah.
Because some of these technical issues, I will always go back and we start again. Why is it? Because I know that I missed one of the technical points there.
Yeah.
So I'll go back and rectify that.
Yeah.
Will it now be legal?
Well, that will be obviously, now the response to that will obviously depend on, on the change that you will make. We'll just make the change and bring it back to them. And I'm sure, now, TK, you are talking about the guys that are, the guys in charge of the laws that you are using to compile that document. I'm sure they will find a loophole in one sentence and will tell you, oh yeah, go back and restart.
You have to tell me that, they find the loophole, the technical way to convince us that the magistrate thinks it's illegal. Until you see, because some of those things, some of those people who might have now saying that they may not have looked at that, those technical issues there, they were the lectures.
Well, they will tell you there's something wrong with your full stop. I don't trust those guys.
Please, let me, because the gender is coming, the marriage ceremonization is coming, and please, let's find a common understanding in that area.
TK, I think this was, this was actually a very interesting, considering the timing. You know how, how mostly teachers go on strike when students are, when it's time for them to mark national exams. They like to pick that time. Magistrates knows that December is getting married month. So they were like, all right, now, let's go.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Let's notify the things before we get in there. We also want book money.
Now I can use that as an excuse not to get married. Ah, sweetheart, I really want to marry you, but hey, these magistrates are
marriage is honorable.
What?
Your people are just telling you that marriage So thank you very much, Helmut. God bless, man.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Good.
Yeah. I would have married you, you know. But this magistrate, man. If it wasn't for this strike, we'd be getting married by now. That's how much I love you. And then the next thing you know, there's a notification coming from one of this media houses around here. They have come to an end, and magistrates are now back to work. And your girlfriend is like, so, what was I saying again? You were saying that if it wasn't for the magistrate strike, you'd be, would be getting married, would be at the, courtroom signing the paperwork by now. Did I say that out loud? All of the sudden has short memories. But a single again, better, ne better. Now, let's go with Michael Jackson. Heal the world from magistrate strikes or alleged strikes. Well, the Minister of Justice was calling it a strike. The magistrates themselves were like, no, it's not. And the minister is like, yes, I can prove it to you. I can file a document that will make the judges, because they're above you. You have magistrates and then judges and then justices. Those are your Supreme Court guys. And the judges were like, actually this document is not legal. I'm like, okay, you have to understand you are going against an association that's literally called magistrates and judges. Like at this point, good minister was fighting a losing battle.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And this place is much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. This place
is together. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you. Love that cannot lie. Love is strong. It only cares for joyful giving. If we try, we shall see. In this bliss we cannot feel, there are dreams. Stop existing and start living. Then it feels that always love's enough, always growing.
Make a better place for you and for me. You and for me. For you and for me. You and for me.
Oh, right. Moving on. Oh. This might look. No.
12:19. We're still here. Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. If you just tuned in, this is when I'm playing both comedian and DJ, which is a nice combo. I'm really tempted to use the word when I'm, you know, DJing, but the internet don't traumatize me.
to never use that word again. It turns out it means, you know, something very, 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 very adulting. So, should we wrap this up? Oh, because I really, just from 12:30 there, I don't want to do a lot of talking. I just want to do a lot of DJ music. Now, this it was one of a kind. This was a one of a kind strike. The minister was like, "No, you guys are on a strikey." And then, the head of magistrate and judges association was like, "No, we're not. We're not on strike." No. Oh. Nyanzo also stated, the magistrates have been attending their duty stations and carrying out their functions only during the prescribed working hour, which is why I pointed out earlier that when the magistrates were told, "You guys must go back to work because you're on strike," and the magistrates were like, "No, we're not on strike." The legal world is riddled with technicalities. Technicalities is everything. Like, literally. That's, it's heavily reliant on that. So, one, I've already told this story, but I'm gonna tell it anyway. I only have 9 minutes. There's one lawyer somewhere in the US that decided to buy cigars. And then he decided to insure them from a lot of things, pretty much everything that could damage them, including fire. After he found a company that was crazy enough to provide that type of crazy insurance for all things, cigarettes, he started smoking his cigarettes. Cigars. He decided to smoke his cigars. After smoking his cigars, after a period of time, he decided to go to the insurance company that he insured his cigars to go and claim insurance. And they ended up in court because of how ridiculous the whole thing is. Now all of a sudden the insurance company realized the ridiculousness of the whole thing. They should have noticed from the get-go that this was not even ridiculous. What's that private school word for ridiculous? Preposterous. So, they went to court. The man argued that, the owner of the cigars, that, one of the potential damage, source of damage I insured my cigars from, and they provided that insurance without contesting, it was a fire. And, yes, I smoked the cigar, but, they were on fire when I did. So technically, fire damaged them. Now, they could have won the insurance company, but then the judge decided, you know what, there's this legal principle in the, in contract law that says that, if a dispute arises in any legal agreement, because of the technicalities of the contract, technicality is going to be interpreted against the party that drafted the contract. That's a fancy way of saying that if you draft a legal agreement and you mispronounce a few words there, leading to the vagueness in interpretation of that legal document, and if there's a dispute that arises because of that clause, the court is going to push the disadvantage coming from that clause on the person that drafted the contract. In other words, read and double check and double check. Because, which makes sense. You can't disadvantage me because of your English. You should have double checked. I didn't draft that document. So, that's basically the same legal principle that the court followed. And the court went like, okay, now,
because you, the insurance company, you are the one that drafted this whole, this whole insurance policy, and you did not specify as to what constitutes fire in respect to the damage of these cigars. Because you did not explicitly define what constitutes fire in this agreement, you owe this man money. Please, Oya, pay him his insurance claim. So the insurance guys were like, okay, fine, we'll pay him. They paid the insurance and then turned around and said, they turned around and filed a case of arson against the man, that he was endangering society by setting off a series of small fires. And he went to jail. Actually, I'm sure he bailed himself out. You can find that, you can find that very nice story. There's a whole YouTube video, I think about 2 or 3 minutes of it. I think that was, a whole 2 or 3 minutes of that video on YouTube. I'm not sure how true that story is, but it basically shows how technical this field is. You can't leave everything to chance. Technicality is everything. Everything. Alles. It's you. Weird enough, that's the Russian word for all or everything. It's you. That's interesting. Now, what is detate? Detate is 26 minute for 12 year. Dior is as 26 minute core. What? It's core, right? Core 12 feet. It nailed the die then. Friendship ends if you touch my food. What I want is food right now, because it's 27 minutes past the hour of 12, and this is Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. It's a comedy show, so don't get a heart attack. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. If you want my future, forget my past. If you wanna get with me, better make it fast. Now don't go wasting my precious time. Get your act together, we could be just fine. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. No, tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna take a zig. If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friend. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is. What you think about that? Now you know how I feel. Say you can handle my love. Are you for real? Are you for real? I won't be hasty. I'll give you a try. If you really bug me, then I'll say goodbye. If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is. So here's a story from A to Z. You wanna get with me, you gotta listen carefully. We got M in the place, who likes it in your face. You got G like MC, you like it on a easy V. Doesn't come for free.
What you really want? Okay, you know what? I just can't do that anymore. So let's go with DJ Time. It's Miss Independence. Ooh, remember when this song came out? I was in high school and I was singing total Dimbuguju instead of English. Okay. This one is not for Kamborotos. Kamborotos, wait for yours. This one is for those strong and independent type of women. It doesn't matter if their room sound like a barbershop at night or not. The point is they are strong and independent and they deserve this type of music. Yes. Kind of woman that want you but don't need you. They want you but they don't need you. Because they, you know, they have a whole workshop going on under the pillow. I'm not getting out of this alive, am I? Make a shut up because...
I can't figure it out. It's something about her. Cause she walk like the boss, talk like the boss. Manicure and nails just set the pedicure wrong. She's fly effortlessly. And she move like the boss, do what the boss do. She got me thinking about getting involved. I look at her and it makes me proud. There's something about her. Something new, so sexy about. Kind of woman that don't even need my help. She says she got no doubt. There's something about her. Cause she work like the boss, play like the boss. Car and a crib, she about to pay them both off. She telling them to get lost. That's the girl that's on my mind.
Miss Independence. That's why I love her. That one is for all those strong and independent women out there. You guys rock. Now, Gamborodos, here comes yours. Fasten your seatbelt.
Baby, I know when we started out, there was things you didn't know. But baby girl, we got a lot of things we need to discuss. I know I'm asking for a lot, but just trust.
I'm asking for a lot, but just trust.
Things getting old, sneaking around, creeping in love.
Yeah, you are going to be sneaking around, love on their low. No, still sneaking around.
The low, baby girl, I can't wait till it's officially us. I can't wait to let them know about us.
It's not that I could take it, but I don't know. You told me you were gonna leave it for me long ago.
Eventually,
I will, but I just gotta take it slow. Don't wanna break a heart, although I gotta let her go, so babe.
Don't wanna break a heart, although I gotta let her go. What do you think breaking her heart means? It's letting her go, you idiot. It's a good thing the word lie is a part of it. Till we no longer have to lie about us. So you both know you're lying, right? That's one thing I like about growing up. You know what you're getting into. Hey, it was just a one-time thingy. No, it wasn't. Running into each other, that was an accident. The rest that happened after that, it was one series of purposeful decision after another. Communicated on purpose, met on purpose, took each other's clothes off on purpose, and then got laid on purpose, dressed on purpose, got laid again and again and again and again until the next day, depending on whether you are 2 minutes men or not. And, oh, yeah, sorry, a music.
I know the situation don't seem fair to us both, but baby girl, she's an issue that I'm about to adjust. Don't mistake the love we make for just us. You are my soul. Body, spirit, all that I know. But baby girl, I can't wait till it's officially us. I can't wait to tell the world about us.
First I thought that I could take it, but that I don't know.
I don't
you
know.
Told me you were gonna leave her for me long ago.
Eventually I will, but I just gotta take it slow. Don't wanna break her heart, although I gotta let her go. So baby,
so please don't say you wanna give
please
up.
Don't say.
How do I tell her that I'm falling in love?
Ooh.
And that was for all the camporotos out there. Shout out to you guys. Don't get punched in the face. And for now, my agenda, for those of you that are just, gallivanting, in the words of Dwight, out there, and, you get caught, and by the time that you come home and find, you disappear for a weekend, only to come back and find out that every lock on the door of every part of that property has been changed. I also have a song for you guys.
Do you know what it feels like loving someone that's in a rush to throw you away? The lock on the door has changed. And birds flying saucers and it changes. At least you can predict this every year. Love, you never know the minute it ends. Suddenly I can't get it to speak. Maybe if I knew all the things it took to save us, I could fix the pain that bleeds inside of me. Look in your eyes to see the same about me. I'm standing on the edge and I don't know what else to give. Do you know what it feels like loving someone that's in a rush to throw you away? Do you know what it feels like to be the last one to know the lock on the door has changed? How can I love you? 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 If you just don't talk to me, babe, flowing through my head, there's a question, is she needing another side of a man? Looking at me, looking at the last 3 years like I did, I could never see us ending like this. You know, seeing your face no more, my pillow, it's a scene that's never happened to me. But after this episode, I know, see, you can never tell how the next day life could be. Do you know what it feels like loving someone that's in a rush to throw you away? Do you know what it feels like to be the last one to know the lock on the door has changed? Do you know what it feels like loving someone that's in a rush to throw you away?
Welcome back. The DJ is just going straight with music right now. Let's go a little bit high school from now moving forward. Let's start with Kenny Rogers, If You Want to Find Love. For those single, if you want to find love. But before that, we're going to take a commercial break, pay the bills, and we'll continue on the other side. This is Mind the Gap with Helm to on Eagle FM. For those of you that just tuned in, it's a comedy show. Don't get a heart attack. Just laugh.
Großartige Neuigkeiten. Imba ist jetzt noch besser geworden. Wir haben brandneue Funktionen hinzugefügt, um dein Erlebnis noch reibungsloser, schneller und leistungsstärker zu machen als je zuvor. Bereit, das volle Potenzial von Imba freizuschalten? Erhalte alle exklusiven Funktionen für nur 36 Namibia-Dollar pro Monat oder spare noch mehr mit unserem speziellen Abonnementplänen. 5% Rabatt bei einem 3-Monats-Abonnement, 10% Rabatt bei einem 6-Monats-Abonnement oder 25% Rabatt bei einem 12-Monats-Abonnement. Wähle den Plan, der am besten zu dir passt und genieße alles, was Imba zu bieten hat, zu einem unschlagbaren Preis. Imba, where the world congregates. Lade es herunter und abonniere noch heute.
As we head to the polls on 26 November 2025 to elect our representatives as regional and local authority councillors, you have to be present to be represented. Your voice can only count if you put it in the ballot box. Get involved. Put your voice in the box.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event.
Nope. Kenny Rogers, If You Wanna Find Love. Oh no, come on, we are not doing that. In the Beningini.
He was sitting on a bar stool, a picture from a cheap song. She had been standing by the jukebox, dropping quarters all night long. He said, tell me, are you lonely? Is there some place we can go? She said, cowboy, you know I'm lonely, but there's something should know. If you want to find gold, go looking in the mountains. If you want to find silver, go digging in stone. If you want to find heaven, go reading in the Bible.
That's my favorite part. If you want to find heaven, go listening to Man of God. Yes, listening to Man of God is the correct thing to do, but also reading the Bible is. So there's some Christian out there that will memorize every word coming from the Man of God, but the Bible, that's not important. And when they find out, you know, that they sold their house in the name of Man of God and find out that the selling your house is not in the Bible, they're like, oh, I can't believe I'm a victim. Are you though? Are you? Or you just didn't read?
If you wanna find love, go looking at home.
If you wanna find love, go looking at home. Not online, I'm afraid. Go looking at home before you get skimmed.
The gold ring on his finger, held it to the jukebox line. And she said, stranger, think what you're losing if you leave here with me tonight. So he pulled her body closer. She felt feelings she had never known. Said thank you for the lesson, and if you need me, I'll be at home. 'Cause if you wanna find gold, go looking in the mountains. If you wanna find silver, go digging in the stones. If you wanna find heaven, go reading in the Bible. If you wanna find love, go looking at home. If you wanna find gold, go looking in the mountains. If you wanna find silver, go digging in stone. If you wanna find gold,
for reading in the Bible. If you wanna find love, you're looking at home. If you wanna find love, 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 you're looking at home.
Yeah, no, put a pause on Kenny Rogers for a while, and let's go is Steve. Oh, yeah, here we are. We're still with high school. We're still with high school. Serafina, 1992, Vumad Luzilami song performance. Where were you, 1992? I know I was 1 year old. Thank you. Okay, we only have a minute and 20 seconds and counting down that is left before I basically run away. So it's time to sign out. The festive season, hang on a second. This is something I have to find. Festive season. When does it, the festive season? This is why you should learn to adopt your own things. Now I have to copy and paste everything. No sense. Does the festive season start? According to Encyclopedia Colonisa or Encyclopedia Britannica, the festive of lights, that's the Diwali Indian one, festive season December programs. What's that? Somewhere from the 22nd of, no, hang on a second. Festive life starts from somewhere around 20th of October. Then, so we're basically in that season. Really? Huh. Interesting. I think that will be my next topic for next Sunday. I'm gonna dig deeper in that nonsense. So, make sure you are on the right side of the authority this festive season because, well, no one is going to have no one is going to put their duties aside to listen to your nonsense. They will just toss you in a holding cell and then go straight to spending time with their families. Judges will do that. They've already practiced with their strike, which they denied, but the Minister of Justice kept maintaining they were on strike. So it was a very nice tit for tat. Minister of Justice, you guys are on strike, talking to magistrates. Magistrates are like, no, we're not. We are so not. That was my favorite tit for tat. Still my favorite. But I've come to learn that it's slowly, basically resolved. Thanks. But festive season means don't get on the wrong side of the authorities, because they will just toss you in a holding cell and tell you, see you in March. And they will go back to spending time with their families. Judges will tell you that. Police officers will tell you that. And everyone that basically has a life outside committing crimes will tell you the exact same thing. So the worst time to commit a crime is all the time. So the worst time to commit a crime is during the weekends and during the holidays, because no one is going to have time to attend to you. So stay away from criminal activities and drive safe. Be safe out there. You are not Vin Diesel, and it's a movie. Have a good weekend.